So did you have, speaking of the Navy, did you have gunners?
We always had gunners, yeah. Yes. We
and
always
how did you get
gunners.
Along with them? I mean,
we always got along fine because we didn't mix with them too much, and they had their own things to do, and they spent their time cleaning things up, keeping their ships in good order.
Right.
On the previous ship, the Emma J. Tracy, it was a tiny coal ship, and they finally brought an old gun, a 12-pounder from the Spanish-American War, and they bolted it to the deck in the stern of the ship, and then they called us up and said, we're not putting a gun crew on here, but we'll teach you how to fire that gun. Here, hey, you fella. And he pointed to me and says, you pull down on this handle, and that opens a breech. And you, the other seaman, shove in this 12-pound shell. So I said, okay. So he says, open the breech. I pulled down on the handle, and the breech slipped down and kept on going, fell out of its slot and right to the deck. I jumped out of the way, and it hit the deck, and the Navy workmen started laughing, and they unbolted that gun and took it off because it was faulty, it was too old and broken down, so it was no good for anything.
So much for that.
So much for that. We never had a gun on that ship, but that's the only ship we had no guns on.
Well, can I ask you, if you didn't have a gunner crew with you, and but the idea was to supply you with the gun, it didn't work out, but so and if you needed to, you guys could get on there as the merchant marine and fire? If you were in a jam or
they took it off.
Yeah, but if it was left on,
If it had been left on and we had been trained, we'd have fired.
You could fight back.
Pardon?
You could fight back.
Sure.
But the other ships, you had gunner crews.
We had gunners on the other ship.
Yeah.
And we got along fine with them.